Jeremiah chapter 6. O you children of Benjamin, gather yourselves to flee out of the midst of Jerusalem, and blow the trumpet in Tekoa, and set up a sign of fire in Beth-Haxarim, because evil appears out of the north, and great destruction. I have compared the daughter of Zion to a beautiful and delicate woman. The shepherds with their flocks will come to her, they will pitch their tents against her all around, everyone will feed in his place. Prepare yourselves to war against her. Arise, and let us go up at noon. Woe to us! Because the day goes away, because the shadows of the evening are stretched out. Arise, and let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts armies, multitudes, has said, cut down trees, and cast a mount against Jerusalem. This is the city to be visited. She is totally oppression in her midst. As a fountain casts out her waters, so she casts out her wickedness, violence and spoil is heard in her. Grief and wounds are before me continually. Be instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul departs from you, lest I make you desolate, a land not lived in. This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts armies, multitudes, says. They will thoroughly glean the remnant of Israel as a vine, turn back your hand as a grape gatherer into the baskets. To whom shall I speak, and give warning, that they may hear? Surely, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot listen. Surely, the word of the Lord Jehovah is to them a reproach, they have no delight in it. Therefore I am full of the fury of the Lord Jehovah, I am weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad, and upon the assembly of young men together, because even the husband with the wife will be taken, the aged with him who is full of days. And their houses will be turned to others, with their fields and wives together, because I will stretch out my hand upon those who live in the land, says the Lord Jehovah. Because from the least of them even to the greatest of them everyone is given to covetousness. And from the prophet even to the priest everyone deals falsely. They have also comforted the hurt of the daughter of my people, saying, peace, peace. When there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush, therefore they will fall among those who fall. At the time that I visit them they will be cast down, says the Lord Jehovah. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Stand in the roads, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk in them, and you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in them. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not listen. Therefore hear, you nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth. Indeed, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not listened to my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. To what purpose does incense from Sheba and the sweet cane from a far country come to me? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet to me. Therefore this is what the Lord Jehovah says. Indeed, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people, and the fathers and the sons together will fall upon them. The neighbor and his friend will perish. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Indeed, a people comes from the north country, and a great nation will be raised from the sides of the earth. They will lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel, and have no mercy. Their voice roars like the sea. And they ride upon horses, set in array as men for war against you, O daughter of Zion. We have heard of its fame. Our hands grow feeble. Anguish has taken hold of us, and pain, as of a woman in childbirth. Do not go forth into the field, nor walk by the road, because the sword of the enemy and fear is on every side. O daughter of my people, clothe yourself with sackcloth, and wallow in ashes, cause yourself to mourn, as for an only son, most bitter cries, because the spoiler will suddenly come upon us. I have set you for a tower and a fortress among my people, that you may know and test their ways. They are all grievous rebels, walking with slanders, they are brass and iron. They all cause corruption. The bellows are burned, the lead is consumed by the fire, the founder melts in vain. because the wicked are not plucked away. Men will call them rejected silver, because the Lord, Jehovah, has rejected them.